Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. They suck the blood of your power and they'll break their mouth. The last gasp of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house, where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Where you can put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
That's the essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.
Let's go. Can we get the, oh, we're doing your claps.
You know what I'm saying?
Boom. Yeah, I mean the track of the slate. Got the slate, man. Next level slate.
Next, ooh.
Hey, you know come on, bro. What's up, y'all? We're here. We're back.
You know what I'm saying?
This week in white supremacy.
Wow. Is it this week in white supremacy or is it this week in black disappointment?
This week.
Wow.
Black disappointment.
The weakest link's coming through
this week.
In spades, miracle? Or the weakest link's coming through?
Taking black cards this week. We're taking them, man.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's interesting. You know, it goes to that thing of like never meet your heroes. But before we get into that, I'm Jasiri X.
Yes, you are.
Co-founder and CEO of One Hood Media. And to my immediate right,
the big, big blessing.
Yes, repping home team, huh?
Repping the home team. Praying for
Fran,
a miracle.
Fran.
We need an election miracle. We need a Christmas miracle.
Yes.
We all need a miracle.
Yes.
I am miracle.
And today is election day, to the last day.
The runoff.
To vote. Stay in line. We can't even bring you no water.
Yeah.
But stay in line.
Georgia is down bad, and we hope that you can pull yourselves up.
Oh, my Listen. God. Please.
Last time we took an L, but tonight we bounce back.
Come on. Yeah, we bouncing
goes,
back.
Man. Come on.
Well, let's go.
Oh, well done.
That was a Come on. Let's go.
Well done.
Let's go.
This is going to be a great show. I can just feel this already.
You can feel the energy.
It's a great show.
You can feel the energy. And so, my brother.
It's your boy, Trouble Never Likes Supremacy. You know what I'm saying? Next level shaman. Just here to bring the vibes.
Never love sellouts.
Yes.
Come on, man. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Never love sauce? Salt?
Sellouts.
Sellouts.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, did I say that too fast? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in Georgia all weekend.
Yes.
Fast
yes.
Talking,
yes.
I'm not
Heard there were some smart animals.
The smartest ones.
Especially if you're in the country. Especially if you're in the country.
And my brother.
Yes, sir. The velvet voice villain.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. The terrorizing tenor.
Mm. Oh.
The brutal baritone.
Okay.
The supreme Asiatic intelligently divine. And if you happen to be of the fairer sex, and this is no gender discrimination, I am the super attractive, irresistible distraction.
Super attractive, irresistible distraction.
And so humble, right? The humble,
so, I mean,
the humble hero.
The humble hero, the full-time supervillain, part-time hater.
The humble hater.
Man, the halal heathen.
Now, that one was mine.
That is yours. Yes, you did call me the halal heathen.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
No, I said the harami.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we get him a t-shirt line? Can we?
Just all his acronyms.
Yes.
Man.
All his
like acronyms. Like how the Roots had the OK Player one?
Yeah. You can make those yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely.
So Imei told me today he got a sweater and a t-shirt made that said, my name is pronounced Imei. And he put the phonetic pronunciation in underneath it. Yeah. I think right. I need one of those, yeah.
That's why I call him Queef. Never
I
have
call
to worry
him
about
Eames.
That. Oh, you call me Eames? E? Hey, whatever, Eames.
How many times has your name been butchered?
Oh, my God.
Like, growing
so
up.
So many. So many that when people pronounce my name right on the first time, it's like a, oh, my God. It's like a, Jazzerai.
What's the worst? I was going to say, what's the worst you've gotten?
Jazariah probably is one of the ones. Christ. I mean, yeah.
Jasiri, right?
Jasiri, yep.
Many people be saying Jasari.
Yes.
Too serious to be sorry.
But
yeah, never sorry, I'm always serious.
Yeah.
Type shit.
But in the country, you know, our smartest defense, we do elongate some of our vowels.
100%.
So, like, Jasari would just be like a normal pronunciation. 100%.
I'm not on a safari. I'm just Jasiri.
So I call him Farouk Rook.
Rook is what I get.
Yeah, Farquaad I've gotten though. Farcon. I've gotten Farrakhan. There's no ends. Like you're just there, adding words. You're making your job difficult.
Well, so you're a black light skinned Muslim.
Let's just throw you into the music.
He does music.
So we do have a. I guess we kind of have to start. With your favorite artist.
You know, Austin.
Got bail for him?
No, I don't. Austin and I were talking about this last night. It's like, you know, since we had to scratch off Ye from being like, you know, your favorite problematic person.
I had
to replace him with somebody.
Who'd you replace him with?
Kodak Black.
Go back to Kanye. Just go back. Like, it's the same thing.
I mean, Kanye did. Hey,
listen, Kodak called himself Bill Israel.
Well, at least Kodak apologized.
He apologized to Lauren London stuff. He apologized. But this is, I think, like, again, I mean, so for those that don't know, Kanye West.
How could you not at this point?
I mean, you might not. Maybe it's interesting because, you know, before he even got on this tour, it's like Kanye like assembled like the Avengers of white supremacists. It was like, he's like, let me get all of the different, let me get this white supremacist dude. So you got the Milo dude that's been known to do a lot of white supremacy stuff. You got this Nick Fuentes dude. They're all on his private plane.
Stop the Steal Ali dude. Yeah.
Stop the Steal Ali, right. They're all on his plane and they're going to all of these kind of like right wing podcasts. So first they went to a podcast of a guy named Tim Pool, who I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I guess he has a popular podcast. You know, Tim Pool didn't want to, buy into Jewish conspiracies. And Kanye, like, got up and left. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, like, walked off the podcast. Like, he was like, but who's they, though? Who's they? And he was like, what are you talking about? And Kanye got up and left. So then they went directly to Alex Jones.
Who
had to be the voice of reason.
Which is just, imagine, Alex Jones. What bizarro universe is this where Alex Jones is the fucking voice of reason?
Alex say he ain't losing no more money right. behind y'all.
Well, I mean, he just filed for bankruptcy again. He owes a billion.
A billion.
Oh, a billion
a
dollars.
A billion.
For lying on Sandy Hook families. And he tried, like Alex Jones had his little, remember, he had his little like, Wikipedia printout of like the Ethiopian Jews. Yeah, like, he tried. Alex Jones tried.
Yuhu ended up catching stray bullets somehow. Yuhu was like, how the fuck did I get dragged into this? I'm a disgusting chocolate flavored beverage.
So Kanye goes on the show and Kanye begins to talk about and profess his love.
For Yuhu?
No. His love for Hitler.
Have you ever had Yuhu?
I have never had and never desired you. I'm not a big chocolate milk dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me neither.
I've tried it because my school brought it and never again.
My dad was a big fan. But anyway, so Kanye loves Hitler.
Yes. And this was something that people had said, right? Van Lathan had said Kanye talked about his love of Hitler when he did his big TMZ, you know, slavery was a choice thing.
Yeah.
there were documents that had came out that said people had settled with Kanye because they had left because Kanye had talked about how much he loved Hitler. And now we have visual proof, although he had a mask on, visual proof that Kanye.
Is there anybody saying?
Are you going to play the clip?
I was going to say, is there anybody saying that this wasn't him?
No.
Okay.
Alex Jones tried to be like, is that really Kanye?
And in case you need proof, we have it for you.
Yes, yes.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy.
Just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer. Can we just kind of say like you like the uniforms, but that's about it.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things.
Okay.
You know, that nigga was moaning.
He was waiting. All this time to get on a camera and just he finally was able to let it out.
So I'm gonna shoot bail for Kanye. Right?
Okay, you're gonna go to the Christian
thing. You remember Get Out?
Christian love.
Remember Get Out?
What, yeah, the movie Get Out.
This is not Kanye.
Oh,
okay, yes. Who has overtaken his body?
We need the Flash.
He was brainwashed by the Kardashians.
We need to bring the old Ye back for real.
I mean, yeah.
I want to be like I told y'all so.
You definitely been telling me.
I want to be like I told y'all so.
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring it back because the Rolling Stones did a really good article, and I'm trying to figure out who wrote this. I think it's George Chitty. I may say it wrong. But the title is Kanye West, Herschel Walker, and Why White Supremacists Love Bad Black Candidates.
Oh, wow. That's a great one.
But it's a really good article, and he's basically talking about how these black men are willingly being minstrel shows in order to prop up white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Because they want to have this power that white men have, and they're willing to do anything, including be the mouthpieces of hate, ignorance, and bigotry to obtain that. And it is, again, ridiculous, because I want to say this every time we talk about this. Hitler led to the destruction and desecration of Africa as the continent as we know it.
Yes.
Hitler actually killed black people in the Holocaust.
Sterilized black people.
Sterilized black, black people. Women, murdered black people.
Yes.
Hated black people. Hated black even people. In his own memoirs, talked about how he hated the black race.
Yes.
Called us everything but a child of God. So I do not personally understand why anybody.
But the uniforms miracle. The
love Hitler. Like a lot of this stuff. He based his violence against the Jewish people was from the Jim Crow South.
100%, mm-hmm. yes.
All the way to using people's carcasses to make furniture is what they did to enslave black people. 100%. So it enrages me, again, that this black man is willingly trying to become the face of anti-Semitism.
Right.
And not even to make a point, right? It's one thing if he was trying to make a point to say, hey, when I say bad stuff about one group of people, this happens. But when y'all say stuff about other people, this doesn't happen.
Right.
He's not even making that point.
No.
He's just being a bigot because he's an actual bigot. He actually has a disdain for a group of people. And I am just no amount of mixing and sampling 70s great R&B songs. It's like, worth it. Like this man, and hopefully, you know, he keeps to lose more money. But the way white supremacy works is probably just going to make him richer.
I mean, it is wild because, like you said, I mean, not only, you know, and it's, you know, he spouted lies about Hitler, right? He said Hitler invented the microphone, Hitler invented highways. He didn't do that. But, you know, Kanye seems to be a type of person that if somebody came up to him and said, hey, man, you know, Hitler, you know, invented the satellite, he'd be like, oh, word, I'm going to say that. Like, Kanye's not going to Google and fact check the information, right? You know what I'm saying? And so, like, it's like, why do you want, like, what, like, I, as a black person, like, ascribing these, you know, platitudes to Hitler. Like, I mean, if you said, like, who is the most known, who's the biggest, most known white supremacist of all time, right? Who holds the belt? It's Hitler, right? And absolutely. So to say, like, I'm going to try to, what are you, like, blackwash Hitler? You're going to make him
palatable
for this generation? Or like you said, it's like, and then you say you love everybody, but then you attack Benjamin Netanyahu, who's not a great person, but like you go out this Jewish dude. In the meantime, you're talking about how much you love Hitler. You go out after, you know, Rahm Emanuel's brother and Rahm Emanuel, but he's not the mayor of Chicago anymore. I don't know if you knew that, Kanye. They have a new mayor, you know what I'm saying? Like
Netanyahu and Rahm Emanuel are two people who happen to be Jewish.
Yes.
But who have done horrible, violent things 100%. To black people, to Palestinian people.
Yes.
And you would have a legitimate argument to move against them.
Right.
And instead, you do it because of their race and their ethnicity and their religion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I mean, unless you're like this white supremacist, like you're, and it makes me wonder, like, what does, like, Nick Fuentes and Meyer, like, what are they talking about when Kanye's not in the room? Are they just, like,
laughing?
They are not even white themselves.
But
like,
I'm just saying, are they? But I'm
spicy
just saying,
white.
Yeah.
They're, like, right? They're not even a part. Like,
spicy.
I never
they're off-white.
And I get it. Like, I understand.
Rest in peace, Virgil.
People on the perimeters, the whiteness, taking white supremacy to be white. 100%, but Milo Yiannopoulos and Nick Fuentes, nothing about that is blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Western European. No.
It's not waspy. Like, you're not waspy.
But like you said, it's like, and nothing about Kanye West is as well. But like you said, you think that you're going to get this pathway to power. And, you know, like I said, I mean, you're looking at, you know, and somehow, I don't know how. I just want to know, like, what the calculation was, right? Like, how did you say, like, okay, what's going to say, I'm running for president.
Yeah.
okay, I have to distinguish myself.
He seems like a written student pile. What if he's wearing the face mask?
I have to distinguish myself from the other candidates. What could I and say you, that no other candidate I know where you're going. Would
what
say?
What if he's wearing the face mask because he's bleaching his skin?
Oh, knew he was going there. I knew you were going there.
Yo.
What are y'all about shit. To do?
That good
miracle right here. Yo. Right here.
I thought he was going to take the mask off and have like the little Hitler mustache. Like, be like, oh,
yo,
shit,
listen. In about 3 months, Kanye West is going to come out looking like Sammy Sosa.
Hey, yo.
What are, hey, what yo. Are y'all going to do then?
Man. I mean, you know, I'm already, I mean, I think you need to talk to your velvet voice villain friend. I mean, I'm already.
You have to call y'all Chicago folks.
You know what? I mean, I've been done, and you know, like I said, I've been done. But I, you know, it's interesting because I did have a text message exchange with my friend in October, and I was telling him, I said, you know, Kanye, you know, he's, you know, I said, well, I said, you know, like if neo-Nazis are talking about the Jewish control of. I said, would you support that? This is a black dude. Yeah. He's like, nah, but that's not Kanye. I said, he's a white supremacist. I'm like, he's with Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson. He loves Donald Trump. I'm like, Kanye is an actual white supremacist. Mm-hmm. And his response to me was, that's a reach. So, of course, you know, I screenshotted and sent that back to him, like, immediately following.
Of course,
all of these clips come out, because I love to be right.
Yeah, I told you so moment is
But I mean, I think that's the thing. I think, like, but it will be interesting to see, right? Like, Miracle, like you said, like, will he... You know, if you can say you love Hitler, and I'm going to say, like, I seen somebody I know that was like, yo, I want one of them Balenciaga Ye 24 shirts. This was after, you know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, like, I mean, you're going to wear that? Like, you would wear a Ye? But there are people that despite this, like, so where do we go? Like,
who is we?
I'm saying, no, where do we go as a community? Like, what? Like, where do we go? What?
Nothing, because he's gonna drop an album next week and y'all gonna make it number one.
No, yeah. Not. I mean, I've said it before, I'm done with this. But like, I had a conversation with someone about Ye, you know?
Yeah.
And I had said that he only has one trajectory at this point. Like, he can only go further down.
100%.
And because the further down.
Unless he becomes president.
I mean, but still. But the further he goes, and kind of like Miracle said, the nature of white supremacy is going to make him richer. Like, he's going to insulate himself because the further he goes down, he's going to find more people
but, I mean,
that are like-minded.
It's like...
Like, he's gonna find those niche cult fringe people.
Don't you need, like, black people to make shit cool? I mean, if skinheads are wearing it, like, is it cool?
Like, I've never...
There's still enough... Like, yo, Austin and I were just talking about this. There's still enough black people that are supporting Ye. Like, he was telling me last night, like, he got friends that are still supporting Kanye West.
What are they saying? Like... Well, I think that was... Like, Akon
I was
came
at
out.
Basil, whatever you call
people
it. People were wearing Yeezys. People were wearing the Kanye merch. He has, like, some Bible verse, like, merch. People were wearing his stuff. Like,
black people.
Black people. Wow. Non-black folks.
Yeah, I did see it, and I'm going to tell you, I saw Akon made a comment.
Yeah.
And he said something to the effect of, oh, it doesn't affect me personally. And I was like, see, that's where. Mm-hmm.
It's the R. Kelly thing. People still listen to R. Kelly's music.
I don't.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't. But it doesn't affect me personally is where, to me, that's the slippery slope.
Yeah.
Until it does. Until these white supremacists do January 6th up at your house.
Right.
Now they outside your house, you know what I'm saying, with some January 6th style violence. Now it's going to affect you.
And Akon is speaking on this from, like, you know, I think is he first gen or is he naturalized?
Akon said 6ix9ine.
Oh, you saying Akon ain't really black?
No. He's an African.
It was okay to snitch.
He did say that.
I wasn't going there. I'm just saying, like, Akon is speaking this as someone who has come here.
I think he's first generation.
First gen, and, like, he is wealthy. He's 100%. Extremely wealthy,
right.
And he benefits from white supremacy.
And he benefits
from capitalism.
And he's not Jewish, right?
And he's not Jewish,
in his
right?
Mind,
yeah.
It's like, oh, well, he's not. You know,
he's not talking
but
about
Hitler
me
wanted to kill you as well, and your right. relatives and your ancestors. And so, like, who cares what he was wearing? Like, this is what I don't get. Like,
the uniforms
how you make
aren't
that...
even that good.
What?
And
like
the whole
the SS
Nazi
uniforms?
Stuff
I guess.
Was taken from indigenous Indians. Like, and they just inverted their symbol, so it's not even the Nazis.
It's not even the Nazis.
100%. It took a Buddhist symbol,
but it was Kanye who created the Star of David. He put the swastika inside the Star of David. Now he's re-kicked off of Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Elon Musk brought him back.
And I was wondering how long that was going to take.
And then kicked him back off of Twitter.
When was this?
After the whole I love Hitler.
I mean, I see he got kicked off, and then I just see he just came back.
No, he's on, I think that was, I don't know if that's.
Now he's on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. No, Instagram. The last comment he put was Instagram.
Where he said Elon was like a Chinese hybrid and Obama was a clone?
Yes, okay. that was. And then it's, again, like, why do you have this much hatred for Obama? Because he called you a jackass, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
You're proving him right at this point.
Yeah. Like, Trouble, bro, what's your take, man?
Man, I'm kind of glad he's falling off.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
Because he has so many dope ideas that I don't feel bad about stealing now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, mine now. All right, cool, say less.
Yeah, it went from, like, remember he was like, I'm building sustainable housing and doing it. It went from that to, like, how much he loves Hitler. Like, I don't, like I said, I think it's dangerous to talk about from a perspective of, like, oh, he's not going at me.
Right.
Because, and I say that to say, like, this was why people voted for Trump, right? There were people who voted for Trump because they was like, oh, Trump's rhetoric didn't affect them.
Right.
Until it did, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until, you know, he inspires a man to shoot up a synagogue here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, a lot of, like, it might not affect Kanye.
That's the thing. It's like the supporters of Kanye, the black supporters of Kanye, are you celebrating these violent acts?
Well, I mean, you know, we one of the last tweets that Kanye put out was a tweet to exonerate all of the January 6th defendants. That was one of his final tweets, that Kanye wanted all of the people who committed the violence in January 6th to be freed. You know what I'm saying? Investigate the civil rights and due process violations of the J6 political prisoners. Mm. Again, right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Dr. Mutulu just came back and you didn't say anything about him.
No, because he's black. I mean, come on, man. Like, what is he? I mean, he's like I said, like, he's obviously, unless you're a black person, I mean, he loves Herschel. He, you know what I mean? He wanted us to vote for Herschel Walker, but other than that,
you
know
had
what I'm
to slide that in there, didn't you?
I mean, because he posted it. He posted a picture of Herschel on his thing, and so, like,
I wonder what Ye would have done if he would have been at January 6th and seen people shit on the walls.
Man. I mean, you know, I mean, maybe it'd have been inspiration for.
He call himself Shitler.
Oh.
I mean, it's wild. I mean, you know,
I shouldn't be surprised that y'all managed to bring this up.
Yeah, I mean, I did. Obviously, when we say January 6th, but yeah, it is. It is, like I said. I mean, obviously, I mean. You know,
I do think it's ironic that he had the statement slavery is a choice, and yet he continuously shows us how much of a slave he is
100%.
To white supremacy culture.
100%.
Say it again. Yes.
It's like, bro, 100%. If slavery is a choice, he look made in the it. Mirror, my guy.
He made it. He made it now. And so it will be, I guess, I mean.
I seen Push finally spoke out against it.
Oh man, who?
Push was like he's very disappointed. He's like, he's made my life more difficult now. Mm. So
absolutely, yeah.
He was like, you know, we created great music together, but, like, you know, I think he was still playing it kind of like media trained. You know,
yeah.
But, like, yeah, I mean,
but I don't think they even have business. I don't think he's
Push is still involved with Adidas. Ye is no longer. Yeah, but Push is like you know, I think he was the vice president of design. I don't think that they have any business. I mean, they might. I don't know. I don't know their contracts, but I was glad Push actually spoke out, because That's been a thing for me. It's like, where are all these niggas around him? How come Ron Fest hasn't spoke out?
Yeah, yeah.
How come, you know, Push hasn't, well, Push did, but, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that, like, again, you know.
Has Consequence said anything?
I mean, I think.
I feel like him and John Legend having that public dispute.
Yeah.
Kind of made people like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People maybe, be like, maybe, yeah. What did Offset say? No tripping, but we. He crazy, but we still love Ye.
Yeah.
So I feel like y'all give him a pass
with the idea, and this is capitalism, right? With the idea that he might come back from this. He's came back, you know. He put the red hat on. He put the Make America Great Again hat on. Everybody thought he was done then.
Yeah.
And he came back, right? So I think you have people that are close to him that their finances depend on him. Not to say that they don't.
Very similar to Trump. Yeah, very similar.
Right. So, right, Trump, who's, you know, had dinner with them, you know what I'm saying? And you did have some people come up and denounce him for having dinner with, you know, Kanye and Nick Fuentes.
Not his black friend who has mental health issues.
Did he call him his friend or did he? I thought he called him like some.
He said his friend who happens to be African American.
Oh yeah, and has mental health issues. So like, yeah, I mean, right. But so it's like it's best to. I guess they're looking at it and say, because like you said, if you publicly diss Kanye, he might mess around, make 5 posts about you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And go all in and da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? And so like, you know, if you might think that he might come back, or he might call, he might start writing an album. And then you might be on that jet. I mean, you know, it's fascinating to watch, right? But at the same time, obviously the rhetoric is dangerous. Obviously, you know, all white supremacy should be denounced. And it's almost the insidiousness of putting it on a black face and somebody that has been, like, and that's, I think, the difference between Kanye and Herschel Walker is, like, Kanye has been looked at as, like, creatively a genius, musically a genius, you know what I'm saying? And had been looked at as somebody that has spoken out on different issues that affected black people in the black community. And now he's the opposite. He's bizarro Ye. I mean, he's gone like completely 180. And it is sad to see, you know what I'm saying?
It's very sad.
As a former fan, it's sad, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of, mm-hmm. right, is when the Ben Shapiro people first came on the scene and they were saying that they are pushing anti-blackness as a free speech thought and action, the only thing I could think about, maybe Kanye's doing the same thing where he's pushing the boundaries of free speech.
Right, yes.
At a community he thinks he has power, like yes. how Milo, when those folks were being super like racist, thinking yes. about Trayvon and the whole like anti-Black Lives Matter movement.
100%.
It's the only thing I can think about.
Yeah.
But he hasn't articulated any type of
absolutely not.
Politic behind his actions. So
no
I can't,
politic.
Other so than. I can't even give him that.
I mean, you know, the only defense that I've really seen, Miracle, is like the, he's embodying Christian love of everybody, you know, because Christians love. And it's like,
that's a hard love.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, no, it doesn't. That's not even like biblically correct when you look into it. But that's the only thing that I've seen. But I mean,
Christianity is violent.
Yeah. So. I could see Kanye saying like, I'm willing to say the things that no one else will say. And thinking that is somehow art in a sense. Or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But no, it's whack. You know what I'm saying? And I can't. Where he goes from here, I have no idea.
You know where he's going to go is into the forest.
What if
where
he's like,
might
I
be
like
the smartest animal.
Next week he's like, I like King Leopold. And it's like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like,
right. Like,
Napoleon.
What's next?
Napoleon
yeah,
was
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Like, what is
support
next?
Napoleon. Yeah. Kanye's going to come out and be like, and I like Idi Amin.
Right. Or I love the Ku Klux Klan. Like, is he going to wear a full Ku Klux Klan suit?
Bro,
next?
We got to stop giving
you
him
know what I'm
ideas.
Saying? Right. Like,
this
right.
is dangerous. Yeah, we're approaching it.
Ku Klux Kanye. Ku Klux Kanye.
Oh, shit. I mean, he's. Kim Kanye Kardashian.
Oh. Ku Klux Kanye. Shit. So, yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, she got a divorce, so she's gone.
The coons are the smartest animal yes. in the country.
And it is ironic that both of these black people that have been huge disappointments, right, that, you know, are both like running for office because Kanye.
Just the first part of that sentence. Both of these black people that have been huge disappointments.
You said this week in black disappointment. I like that.
Yeah. This is what it is. John, this is the title. You're welcome.
This week in black disappointment.
Yes.
So here's again, Herschel. But I mean, I think my thing about Herschel is like, He's just a name. Like, they just grabbed a black person with a name. Hey, he had never shown any acumen.
Herschel Walker played football with helmets and stuff.
Just, no words.
Every time.
His egg is scrambled.
Every time.
Fucking listen to this nigga, man.
Yeah, that's the perfect job. So, Miracle, you are in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Again, right, here's Herschel Walker. It's the runoff, and he has to talk, right? He has to go to rallies.
He does not. I think he's cosplaying.
He has to be in front of a mic. And when Herschel Walker talks,
Walker has to have like a mouse in his head just pressing buttons at all times.
Vampire, werewolf, vampire, vampire, werewolf. I watched the movie. Like, wait, what? And the kids were watching the movie and the vampire.
He is playing dumber than he actually is.
No, Miracle. Them hits was real.
Finessing.
I saw them hits. Them hits was real.
I think he's finessing because he gets paid to be a walking minstrel show.
I don't. If you happen to catch Herschel Walker, and like, I could give him some credit for that, right? I could give him, like, you know, the black girl who did the...
I grew up with black people in the South. Remember? I know black people who are country. They don't talk like that. They don't, that's not how they pronounce words. That's maybe, how the stories,
maybe
the anecdotes that they tell. And I get that maybe. He may have CTE and all the other mental health issues, but that's not how they act. And I really think he's putting on a performance.
But maybe they don't know how intelligent coons are, Miracle. Maybe they just, maybe they aren't aware.
He is a, what's it called?
He's not O.J. Simpson.
A speaker. People pay him. They fly Miracle, him out all across
speeches?
The country.
Did you see
he
them
is
speeches?
A motivational speech group.
Miracle. Hey, them, a motivational liar?
I'm about to say,
what is the...
That's how bad is
how bad does your life have to be to have Herschel Walker motivate you to do something?
How many
Trump's
kids?
Children got his intelligence from Herschel Walker?
You know what? I thought today I was going to end it all, but Herschel Walker told me
that if this big dummy,
Herschel Walker said we got enough trees.
The good end got sucked up by China. Look, you'll be like, if this dude can actually get a check for motivational speaking, I can do anything, man. What?
Hold up. Just as a sample of this smorgasbord of quotes from Herschel Walker.
Okay, come on.
That's a bad turn. That's the guys on front of the country. If you know anything about a coon, you're one of the smartest animals out there.
Before leaving.
He's creating his own narrative.
Yo, him and Terry Crews is like, yo, we got this
we
one.
We got this one.
We got something.
We got
right
this
here.
One.
Like,
yeah.
They bought a brand all that
creating
much.
Creating our own narrative.
No, it was
conquering our own negativity.
Yes, conquering our own negativity.
Conquering
our own negativity. What was the other one? Because he did the pronoun one.
Oh, yeah.
The pronoun one. Yeah. Bring that one up.
I mean, I almost kind of felt him on this one because I felt my, you know, I fucked up on this once.
Was that the MAGA Muslim who was like.
Listen, okay, before I play this shit.
I think you got to play the story first.
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
People
yeah.
Can relate.
Okay. Yeah, here yeah, we go. Yeah.
Pronouns into our military. They're bringing wokeness into our military. I don't even know what the heck is a pronoun. I can tell you that, and I'm sick and tired of this pronoun stuff. What I want our military men and women to do is to be at war fighting.
Okay.
Be at war fighting with who?
Yeah,
with who?
Why? But maybe they don't want to die. You ever think about that? What is going
why
on?
Why can't be at war fighting?
I don't even know what a pronoun
give
is.
Peace a chance.
What's a pronoun? Like, I mean, come on.
Herschel Walker played football when the helmets were soft.
So you didn't know what pronouns were?
So I was in a meeting one day and someone asked me my pronouns. This is about 5 years ago, right, when I first got to the organization. And someone said, hey, what are your pronouns? I said, you didn't go to school?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know. I didn't know what they were asking me, though.
They're asking you for your pronouns.
Yeah, well, yeah. So my response was like, simple. I'm a man, like, you know.
Oh. Just look at me now.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I learned. I humbled myself. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I learned, you know, but still.
Glad you humbled yourself.
And, I did.
And pronouns are important because people don't always look
right,
like
correct.
What you think
very
a man
true.
Or
absolutely.
A woman
and,
looks
and,
like.
And it's like, who, like. Why is that a big deal?
Right. Like, I don't care. Sad. Like, you know what I mean? I don't care what you want to be referred to.
Black people, I just don't get it.
I don't get
because
it at all.
Because you fall down the stairs. Somebody going to call you trippy. You have
yes.
your hair messed up
yes.
one day.
Yeah.
And
yes.
now you just, like, nappy baby.
Yeah. Right.
You cry. You just, like, the like we
you had a cold
make
one
up,
day. You snot for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
We
man.
Make up names for people all the time. We call people... There are people, I never know their government name until either they die or they go to jail.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
When I went to college, it was a guy who wore some short shorts one day.
They call him Shorty?
No, they call him Booty Shorty.
Yeah,
for the rest.
And that's the thing. You got big jeans. Hey, yo, here come big jeans.
I felt so bad for him.
Here come big jeans.
One time, he wore some two short shorts, and he was booty shorts for the rest of his time in college. Yeah.
I mean, he was about 20 years too early. Now they hoochie daddy shorts. Now,
yeah, exactly. He was
on trend.
He was early.
Now
but,
he's on trend.
But I mean, again, Miracle. Like, I don't know. I mean, to me, I think, you know, it's fascinating because clearly, like, no one ever looked and was like, Herschel Walker
is a beacon of intelligence.
No one ever looked at
Herschel Walker as a Fulbright scholar.
I was going to say, no one said, like, you know who would be a great leader? You know who would be great to lead us into the next? Herschel Walker. No one ever decided that, like, was he a great running back? Yes, he was. He was a great running back. He was a great athlete. He did some MMA, yeah, like,
Herschel
stuff.
Bad motherfucker.
Herschel was a great athlete. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but no one was like Herschel. No one tried to ask him to coach nobody. They didn't put him in on coaching staff.
If there ever was an athlete need to shut up and dribble, it's Herschel Walker.
Shut up and run the ball.
Shut up, nigga, run the ball.
But I'm saying, so it's clearly that white people saw him as a name. Like, none of these white people voting for Herschel Walker even believe themselves that Herschel's going to be making decisions that'll benefit Georgia. They voting for him because they know there are white people behind him. They're going to tell him what to do, and he's going to do it because he's Herschel Walker. Mm. Like, come on, Miracle. I mean, it's
Jamal Bryant going off on Herschel Walker.
Yes.
What do you say? What do you say? Herschel Walker don't know what to do unless the white man tells him.
1,000%.
Like, oh
yes.
My God.
Yeah.
And that's real. They know that.
It's a white mouse in his head pressing buttons.
But again, sometimes people benefit from white supremacy.
1,000%. Yes.
Again, when
might
he was
be
at
a
his lowest,
senator. He might become a U.S. Herschel Walker, Miracle.
Yes, that's this the is, benefit of white supremacy because when he was at crazy. His lowest, he made some mistakes in his life. Trump said, here's what, like a buck, some money, come play for my little football league.
No, that was when he was good, though. No,
yeah,
he was drafted. At that time, I think he was given like the biggest, I think that was the biggest contract a new athlete ever received. You know what I'm
and
saying?
Trump has been pushing him 100%, ever since.
So
he has made his money because of white supremacy. Because 100%. Of, you know, all the bad dealing that Trump did and all of that. So he, of course, is going to be like, hey, you want me to run? I'm from Texas, but I'll run in Georgia.
Exactly. He doesn't even live there.
You just need, after this election, you cannot run in a state that you do not live in.
What Miracle? I mean,
from Oz to Herschel, we need people to live in the states they want to represent.
Miracle, bigger than that. It's like, you know, and that's like, what's the dude that cried for Herschel Walker? What's the nigga?
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham. They know that Herschel Walker is not going to be making any decisions himself. They know, like, and the white people, that's what I'm saying. Just admit it. Y'all know that this man is, he's a black proxy. He's an avatar of white supremacy. I think the same thing with Kanye. Like Kanye has become like an avatar.
Which is about to come back. Way of Water is coming out, and I'm very excited about that.
Anyway.
Which is also a beacon white of white privilege of having this white man just go to this other region and just, like, take over.
Yeah.
The whole movie's
But it is wild because it's like, who's going to be the next, like, I mean, because that's what we're seeing, right?
Candace Owens, she's going to run for something. There are a bunch of black Republicans, Latrice lady, even the lady who was running for a senator here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, that lady was it's kind of nuts. I mean, I know that's probably
this really
not
is
good
the
to
end
say,
of
but
days.
That lady was nuts.
Like, we are living in the end of time.
But again,
I just wish black,
like,
Republicans could be normal and not embarrassing.
Again, but that's what I'm saying. You're not really, like, they're finding black people that they can just push ideas through. And because we're black people, because we got swag or whatever, we cool, whatever, or we have a name, you was a good athlete, you was a good entertainer, a rapper, I can push these dangerous ideas through. And then, like, white supremacy, like, hides his hand. Oh, that's a black person. Like, that's a black person. Now, like you said, now a black person is the face of anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's the globally.
Who's seen
you
know that coming?
Now,
not me. That was right. Not on my
being. Now the face of, like, anti-intellectualism.
Niggas.
It's a black person, right? You know what I'm saying? And so, like, this is what, I mean, you know, it's just going to keep happening.
Y'all said y'all
as a black man?
Y'all said y'all wanted black people in the media.
No,
it's like, you got to be specific with your prayers and your ass.
It's like the monkey's paw.
Oh, my God.
Y'all said y'all wanted more black representation.
I mean, this is nuts, here man. You go. This is crazy.
I hate Earth. And you know what? Fuck these niggas. Yeah. I'm going to space.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, we got some black cards to take away, man.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, can we do this like our brief intermission
to take
right
away?
Here?
You know what I'm saying?
Kind of lighten the mood.
Some black cards to take away. Are you sure? Or do we want to get into?
Just wait. Let's do this first.
Okay. Are we going to just
first
do? A,
question.
We're going to play a game.
So we're going to play a segment here, revoking black cards today on This Week in Black.
Black card revoked. Original flavor.
Yeah.
This is majority rules.
Okay.
What sale can you find every black mom at?
Wait, what?
What sale?
Sale. Oh. Okay.
A, Macy's. B, the local grocery store. C, JCPenney's. Or D, Coach?
D, Coach.
What was A?
Damn.
Coach A sale? Is Macy's.
I think it's got to be, I mean, for us, it's got to be Macy's. I'm going to say
Macy's.
Macy's,
the local grocery store, JCPenney's, and Coach. Y'all going to say Macy's?
Yeah, JCPenney. Although, JCPenney.
I would just like,
J.C. Penney's a black man. I mean, did you see J.C. Penney's picture?
Man, listen, I pre that, man. This nigga like Frederick Douglass. You're like a light-skinned Frederick Douglass.
J.C. Penney, hiding in plain sight.
I need black people to unshackle themselves from Coach.
What was Steve Urkel's cool alter ego, if you remember?
Oh, that's easy.
Come on, man.
A, Stan.
No.
B, Scotty.
No.
B, Stephon.
Stephon, come on, man.
B, Sean.
Did you watch Family Matters?
I did.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Stephon, man.
Good. One more.
Okay, y'all should get this, but you got it. You got to pick, you got to hold the card.
Okay.
You got to hold the card.
Okay.
After you stop and drop, what should you do next?
Oh, come on. I was listening to this morning.
A, roll.
No.
B, put your hand. You're cheating. Put your hands up. C, shut them down, open up shop. Or D, hand over your license.
Shut them down, open up shop.
Come on, nigga. If you, listen.
Whoa.
No. That's a Rough Riders roll.
R.I.P.
Come on, man.
My birthday's 20.
R.I.P. to the dog, man. You get
so
me?
So, do y'all want to get into... Do y'all want to get into Trump throwing out the Constitution?
I want to get into
the definition of woke. What are we doing?
I want to get into acting up on a plane.
Oh,
that's
you
want to
get
into
Chris Christie's
daughter, like on a fucking Spirit plane.
On a Spirit flight?
Is it just everybody? Cops? What is it about Spirit that just makes people fight?
I don't
like,
know.
Is Spirit like the Hennessy of airlines?
Why gotta be Hennessy?
Is it because
it's very anti-black?
You're mad because you're on Spirit.
It's like, man, yo, niggas just go to Spirit with boxing gloves at this point. They need to tape up knuckles.
Chris Christie's niece was kicked off a plane for accusing a Latino family of smuggling cocaine.
Jesus,
did she want some?
Christ.
Is that why she accused them? You were saying some trouble?
I was going to say, I guess that's the Spirit they speak of.
Oh,
right?
The Spirit. Catch the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? That's that next level Spirit, my brother.
Yeah.
So Chris Christie's niece, Shannon Epstein.
Niggas love smuggling.
Was reportedly kicked, bit, and spit
Jesus
on deputies.
What the fuck?
Bro, she said these niggas look suspicious.
Injuring six of them when they tried to arrest her at a New Orleans airport. Sharon Epstein, the 25-year-old niece of former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, was arrested in an extremely dramatic combative attempt at Louis Armstrong International Airport in New Orleans.
I never knew that's what the airport was called.
After being kicked off the plane, Epstein had asked the family that she perceived to be Latino on her flight if they were smuggling cocaine.
But she was like, what kind of niggas is you?
Oh, shit.
Is you taco-eating niggas or you tree niggas?
But it's like, why would you...
MAGA Muslim.
I don't get it. Like, why would you just... roll up to, hey, did she want... Like, maybe she... It sounded like she might have wanted cocaine,
and they
right?
was like, no.
Because, I mean, I've had that. I've been walking down the street before, and I've had a white person approach me and ask me if I had drugs.
Hey, you trying to party?
Oh, no, no, oh, no. Oh, okay.
Do you got trees, good green, you got drugs, you got snips.
Just being black. I don't know, just walking. I remember I was in Grove City outlets one time. White person just rolled up to me like, yeah, you got some? You holding some?
What?
That's wild.
Nah, I'm just here shopping for some
security
discount security. Polo. I'm sorry. So it says the airline workers decided to remove her from the flight. The plane returned to the gate. She became increasingly irate, and the incidents escalated.
Oh, yeah. She definitely going through withdrawals.
They have.
Seven deputies were needed to handcuff Epstein to a wheelchair.
I know what so withdrawals sound moved. Like, goddamn it. Them is withdrawals.
To the airport security
office. How long has she been out of rehab? That's what I want to know. Because she's fiending. She's tweaking right now.
Hey, this is what Miracle was talking about. This is insane. Epstein was booked with 6 counts of battery on a police officer. And her bail was $10,750?
No, she was alive. She was taken alive.
She was taken alive, but then $10,000?
In Louisiana.
Battery of a police?
That's a hate crime.
You can't, in New York City, you can't even tell a police officer to suck your dick without getting, like, you know, aggravated assault on an officer.
Is crazy. $10,000?
And in the airport. There should be federal charges.
Yeah, that's a federal offense right there.
It was like, it reminds me of that dude that shot up the club. The
Who,
queer
me?
Club.
Oh.
Come on, man.
For those that don't know, shot up the club is a slang for having unprotected sex. For those that don't know.
Not just that.
It goes deeper. No pun intended.
What has happened? This is why they look.
Finish it indoors.
Just when we're about to assign this deal. But the guy had like previously. Like he was like
had bomb threats.
But it was like he had like a hostage situation where police had to be called in and he got like no charges. He like threatened officers and all that. And I guess it pays to be a Christie.
That's just like wild, man. Yeah, that's such a wild. That's Christie's niece.
So where do we go from here?
Where do we go?
So apparently,
I need to go to the message.
Yes, you do.
We need to start Ramadan early.
So apparently, so in Florida, you know, Governor DeSantis is
he's about to be president.
DeSantis. Yeah, maybe President DeSantis. So he is. They challenged his woke. You know, he had the woke act. You know, and I forget what woke stood for. Some bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, I forget. And so, like, his whole thing was like, you know, it's radical, whatever. So in this lawsuit, they asked him to define. He had to define what woke meant.
Yes. I'm reading this article right now.
This is what woke means. It means someone who believes that there are systematic or systemic injustices in the criminal justice system. And on that basis, they can decline to fully enforce and uphold. No, that wasn't it. Wasn't it something else?
Wrong to Our Kids and Employees Act. Wrong. In case you missed that acronym, WOKE, yes. Wrong to Our Kids and Employees.
Wow. Oh, here it is. He said WOKE means it would be the belief that there are systemic injustices in American society and the need to address them.
So
that's exactly what's going on here.
I mean, yes. So are you telling me there's no systemic?
Yes, that's exactly what he's telling you. And thank you for coming to his TED Talk.
He said if there are systemic things, there has to be a remedy, and we're tired of helping you niggas. Wow. So nobody is going to have this conversation.
Wow. Listen, from here on out, everybody gets a pair of bootstraps. Pull yourself up, buy them. Yeah. Welcome to America. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, if this dude who was hit in the head several times to the point that he had several domestic abuse and child, ignoring, and he can become a senator, what you got an excuse for? I mean, that's kind of what they're saying, right? I mean, isn't Herschel winning kind of eliminate excuses for all black people in a sense? Herschel became senator. What's your excuse?
Herschel Walker.
Leave.
What is your excuse, black man? Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker is a credit to his race. That's the next thing they're gonna say.
But I'm just saying, like,
if would you say that?
I'm just saying, like, this is their thing.
I am sick and tired of you and your best friend giving all these conservatives talking points.
Okay, but that's what they believe.
Yeah, man.
Don't shoot
the messenger.
That's his motivational speech.
Oh, no. right. That's the motivation.
If Herschel Walker
can just randomly have children, that he doesn't even recognize some of his baby's moms.
Where's the Herschel Walker affirmation?
Are all his children biracial?
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe so. Mm. Yeah.
Which is very weird because... Yeah.
And they all telling, all them white women's telling, they kicking all the tea on Herschel. Man. Go ahead.
It's very weird.
Yeah, spilling it.
It's very weird.
So that's what wokeism is.
If Herschel can do it, you can do it.
Yes. Should we?
What would Herschel Walker do?
That's what I said. Yeah, what would Herschel do, man?
Have children and leave. Oh, shit. Have children and not raise them properly.
Amen. Oh, you want to see how fast I can still do the 40-yard dash?
Oh, shit. Oh.
Stay there, bitch, and watch me.
I honestly did not think this show would descend into the chaos.
That's okay.
Listen, I'm funny as fuck. Like, hey. This is wild.
So, oh, I think we should get some shirts like that says woke and has this definition. I mean, that's you know what I'm saying? But it just shows, like, obviously,
to our employees.
Obviously, there's systemic injustices in America. Obviously, mm-hmm. And if there's systemic injustices, why wouldn't we want to address them? Like, and that's the wild part. Like, we can't address because
there's nothing
wrong
with America. America's perfect.
But this is what I'm saying. We can't address the injustice, the systemic injustice. But we wanna overturn the Constitution. So Trump can become president again. I mean, that's how, like the injustice of, like, Biden being president. Like, y'all, they literally tore up the Capitol because you lost an election, and that was an injustice. We've been dealing with over 400 years of injustice.
Legitimate political discourse.
And we can't, there's no need to address that. Mm. But, you know, Donald Trump, you know. Well,
you know, this is the thing. It's like, yo, if you overturn the Constitution, you're losing your guns.
Mm. This is what Donald Trump said.
Amendment. Just specific amendment. Yeah, not the Second Amendment.
You get to keep your guns, but then you get slavery back. Who knows? Who knows?
They're just shuffling the deck. It's like, okay, 13th Amendment, keep it. Second Amendment, keep it. Slavery, bring that back.
Well, so this is
freedom of speech, that can go.
This is what happened. You know, it was a Twitter thread about, you know, Twitter attempting to... you know, not allow the Hunter Biden laptop story to get out, right? Mm. And so it revealed that, and it was interesting because it said Trump's White House and the Biden campaign both kind of were asking Twitter to delete tweets or whatever, and they complied in both cases, right? But Trump, you know, took this to heart, and Trump said... Mm. So with the
fuck
rubber,
Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
Such a bop. Okay. R.I.P. Nipsey. So with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception, mm-hmm. and working closely with big tech companies, the DNC and the Democratic Party, do you throw the presidential results of 2020 out and declare a rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections.
Our great founders didn't know what revenge porn was, so therefore this whole thing is off the table.
And there's also this history of, I mean, how many elections did we overturn as the United States government? I mean, come on,
but
man.
They're arguing over is, if you didn't know, Hunter Biden had a laptop.
Yes.
Which included personal photos and videos of himself and sexually.
And smoking crack.
Engaged things.
So what?
And
with crack.
The laptop was stolen.
That's his life, yeah.
So the videos and images of him and other women being naked were felonies. And you cannot publish or share those videos, or you could possibly be arrested.
Right, right, right.
Interesting.
And so they said, hey, Twitter, this is illegal.
Yes.
So Twitter took it down.
Right.
That's all it is. Yes. The Hunter Biden laptop story was out there. I told y'all my cousin made a rap video to the background of Hunter Biden. You saw him living it up, smoking the crack.
Yes.
But we all saw it.
The best is of crack.
Let me ask you this question. Huh? How was Hunter Biden any different than the Bush twins?
The issue is probably the crack. Hunter Biden
just crack.
worked for a Ukrainian company that had ties to the Ukrainian, I believe it's the Ukrainian government.
Right.
And so they think that that caused him to get the Ukrainian.
That caused Putin to invade Ukraine?
No, it caused Biden to give special favors to Ukraine. Right. However. Okay.
I mean, yes.
The country, the organization that Hunter Biden worked for actually lost deals with the Biden administration and didn't get as much money as they had requested.
Jared Kushner and Ivanka walking around with $2 billion from the Saudis.
It's like the same thing. That doesn't matter. But people really thought that there was going to be more to the story. But basically, they're upset that they don't get to look at Hunter Biden's naked things. And I don't get it. Like, you know,
but you imagine if they try like, and this is why where it's like Trump is kind of like losing momentum, right? To the point where they were saying, like, I was reading an article. They said DeSantis is like, he's not even going to even say anything. Yeah. He's like, but because it's like, what do you want?
Yeah, just let himself.
Because the Hunter Biden story actually helped the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we know people in our family have addictive disorder. But all the guys I knew who saw the video was like, that's so cool. I want to have threesomes and get high and do dumb stuff. I was just like, this
smoke
crack
and have threesomes.
You know, like he was living it up. So.
But I mean, it's
like some Wolf of Wall Street.
But that's what I'm saying. It exactly sounds like that. But it's like, could you imagine if they, you know, the Congress and the Senate said, we're going to throw out the 2020 presidential election.
Is Herschel's campaign Run Herschel Run?
Oh my gosh.
I think the issue is also
faster, nigger, faster.
Elon Musk said this is probably the reason why Brazil won, because Brazil just represented his, like, one of his first black officials. And it just goes to show that, like, he's taking over tech because he doesn't want black people and leftists to win.
Right.
And so that's why he's pushing these conspiracy theories.
And really, to me, this is really about, like, you know, it's really about 2024. And it's really about, like, now you set the stage for, like, the massive disinformation that you're about to push under the guise of, hey, it's free speech. We can't do any content moderation. We can't do anything. So it's like, we see the play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see the play. And the play is really to, like you said, to install, like, your people. This ain't really about Trump because, you know, Elon's backing DeSantis. And this is really an attempt. Like, they saw what Twitter was. You know, somebody had made mention that one of the biggest, like, most shared hashtags in the history of Twitter is Ferguson.
Wow.
And how Ferguson, if you remember, I mean, it was like, but what Twitter did during Ferguson was it actually provided an alternative, like, on the ground, like, real news source, right? Yep, yep. We didn't have to go through CNN and all of them. Like, people were reporting on the ground. People were showing us what was going on. We were seeing the police brutality and things with our own eyes. And it's like, you saw that. You saw that attempt. So now it's like, you want to take that and you want to use it for white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? You want to, you're mad that you had to kick your boy off. You know what I'm saying? Your friend Kanye. You know what I'm saying? But you want Trump to come back despite him saying, like, throw out the Constitution. And of course, when, you know, Republicans aren't denouncing this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But I do see Trump is like, he's like falling away. You know what I'm saying? In terms of, like, his power and influence, because no one called for, you know what I'm saying, outside of maybe the MyPillow guy, no one is calling for, like, a replay of the 2020 election. And it's like, come on, bro, get over it, man. You know what I mean? You lost, homie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you played the game played you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was able to get Twitter to do this, then it was what it was. You know what I'm saying?
How you played the game.
Out of just curiosity, this has nothing to do with anything. What do you call it? Dinner or supper?
I mean, I'm from I'm from the hood, man. We call it dinner.
Dinner,
supper.
Right? Yeah. Who the fuck
who
says
supper?
That's what I'm asking. Who says supper?
Oh, I thought that you say that.
No, I'm asking. No. Do you know anybody that calls it supper?
Not at all.
Does anybody know anybody?
I don't know if it's like an early supper.
The last supper. Yeah,
the last supper. Yes, we do say that. We do say the last supper. So are we? Just are wondering. We? Oh, you got. We got. Did you want to go into? I mean, there's a couple of sports takes we have. Do we want to go into? You know, Jay Williams calling for Jerry Jones. I love this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, anybody that doesn't know, yeah. I mean, there's been a discourse around, you know, Jerry Jones' photo coming out, where Jerry Jones was, 14 years old.
Yes, yes.
14 years old.
Stopping black people from coming into
school.
School, yes,
right,
in
trying
Arkansas.
To desegregate, where they're trying to desegregate a
successfully
school.
Successfully stopping, too.
Yes, and Jerry Jones also was very anti-Kaepernick.
Yes.
Anti-kneeling.
Anti-kneeling, yes.
Anti-having Black Lives
Matter. Supporter of Donald Trump. And
yeah,
all that. Yeah.
A Trump supporter, yeah, right? And now it is being asked, even to Stephen A. Smith's protest, that Jerry Jones denounces racism.
Well. So first, I think LeBron James had made a comment saying you all asked me a lot about Kyrie. No one's asking me about this Jerry Jones picture. What I thought was fascinating in terms about like what
I seen some niggas on Facebook saying the reason they didn't ask you that, LeBron, is because you don't play football. These were black people saying this.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I thought that was dope of LeBron to do that, but I thought like Jason Williams is asking for Jerry Jones. I guess, do you have the clip?
I got the clip. Yeah, I got the clip right here. Yeah. Jerry Jones being asked to denounce racism by Jay Williams.
Tune into First Take today at 10 o'clock. I need Jerry Jones to denounce racism. Okay. I want to hear Jerry Jones denounce racism because I have not heard him do it thus far.
Yeah.
I have a lot to say on this.
Yeah.
I can hear Jerry Jones right now. All lives matter. That's how he does. That's how he denounces racism.
But no, I like that energy. Because that was the energy around Kyrie, right? Kyrie shared this link. Kyrie said, you know, he didn't agree with the parts of it. He loved everybody. But it was like they wanted Kyrie to say, I denounce anti-Semitism or I'm not anti-Semitic, right?
Yeah.
So I think with that same line, like Jerry Jones would have to come out and say, I denounce racism or anti-blackness and I'm not racist. Like, he should have to say that.
I
love that same energy because, you know, we just watched Nike basically say that they're, you know, cutting off their relationship for Kyrie. Mm-hmm. And they said it was because of anti-Semitism, which I thought was fascinating because, you know, he shared a link, right? He didn't say he agreed with everything in the link.
Right.
He actually said, yo, I didn't know and I didn't want to hurt people.
Yeah.
He actually said that, right? And then he apologized. He did the ADL. He did the six steps, obviously. Like, so I thought that was interesting, particularly because Amazon
still has it up.
Still has it up. Amazon came out and said,
we ain't taking
this
shit.
We're not taking that. Amazon was like, hey, yo, this sounds like hotcakes, money. I don't care. I don't care. What? How many letters y'all write?
I'm one of them. We keeping this up. Put this shit on Prime. Put it on Prime Video.
So Amazon said, It says we have to allow access to these viewpoints, even if they're objectionable. You know what I'm saying? And this was the CEO. It's not Bezos. He's no longer the CEO. Andy Jassy. You know what I'm saying?
Who's also Jewish.
Who's also Jewish. So to me, now I want to see. You know what I'm saying? I want to see.
That's the movie?
No.
I want to see results.
I want to see like a bunch of. I want to see like the Jewish people lined up outside of Amazon, like the brothers was lined up outside of the Barclays. I want to see in military gear with stop anti-Semitism. Yeah, where is the movement? Because if Amazon is saying they're not going to take it down,
right.
Who is organizing the Jewish people?
I don't know.
The question.
Yes, but that would be. But that's what I'm saying. It's like if you're going to say. You know, because it said more than 200 celebrities and entertainment executives signed an open letter calling for Amazon and Barnes & Nobles to stop selling Hebrews to Negroes. Wake up, Black America.
I'm sorry, that name is always.
Hebrews to Negroes.
The worst fucking title ever.
But here's my thing. Yes. I want Nike to be like, okay, this is so bad, we're not going to allow any of our products to be sold on Amazon. Exactly. Yes.
Because it says Amazon also sells Mein Kampf, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, for the Kindle, you know what I'm saying? And it says, but it says it indicates the proceeds for sales are donated to Jewish charities and organizations.
Why?
That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right at all. That is wild.
Buy Hitler's book and support some Jews.
That sounds crazy.
What?
Yes.
Bruv.
No. How? Yes, I agree.
How?
That's wild. Because you're allowing this, you know, these ideas to get out there that are damaging and dangerous to Jewish people. You know what I'm saying? And that could lead to violence against Jewish people and Jewish communities.
I can't be anti-Semitic. I bought Hitler's book. The proceeds go to a Jewish foundation.
Hey, yo.
I'm free.
No.
That's the logic. How is that even a thing? That's
sort of like mess. That should not be a thing. Like racist books, so those they go to the NAACP.
100% right. Just like
I'm very confused how this works.
The NAACP is like, yes, yes.
Where do the proceeds from niggas to guys go?
To Dr. Umar's school.
But that is wild, right? So, like, I just want, like...
I'm curious how that works.
I'm curious how that works, too.
If you do something that is about, like sexual assault, does it go to, like, the Me Too movement?
Right, because, like, think about it. That is remember, wild. The ADL turned down Kyrie's donation. So you're telling me you're going to turn on Kyrie's donation, but you're going to take... I don't know if the ADL is getting them or not. But that's wild, man. That is wild. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just want to, you know, can we start dragging Andy Jassy?
Capitalism is wild.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
So, if you buy, like, some white supremacist shit, that's what Miracle was saying. Can we get the proceeds?
Right. Miracle was saying, like, if you buy some sexual assaulter's book, do the proceeds go to some... No, man, we not. So, I think that's...
Anytime you buy a MAGA hat, one hood gets $10.
That is hilarious.
Niggas about to dry themselves up.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, so we got to do better, man. And so, I don't know, you know, like, we had reached out to my son, so we're hoping to see if we can bring him on the show to talk about his F. Nike, you know what I'm saying, campaign. And now Nike is selling some black designers, man.
Well, they're suing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're suing. What'd I say?
Selling.
Oh, suing black designers. Yeah.
Nike. But I mean,
that's a very one-sided statement, though.
No.
What?
No.
They're suing black designers.
Like, they are.
Why though?
The black man.
Why though?
And they dropped a black man the same week.
To be honest,
they don't like black men.
Let's be honest. Okay.
Let's be honest.
Allegedly.
How many shoes do you think these brothers are selling? Do you think they're in the millions in terms of profit?
In terms of profit?
In terms of profit off of the shoes.
I know a friend of mine.
No. I'm asking, do you think...
That they've sold millions of
that
dollars?
That they've sold millions of dollars. No.
So here is
Nike, Farouk, that has... billions worldwide.
It's copyright infringement.
What's
the guy, Jeff something? They did negotiation with him. I'm reporting every sample. He did a collaboration with a white designer named Jeff. What's his name?
Jeff something.
Who went through the same thing with Nike and did a settlement with Nike, and now they're like working with his designs. So why are you going to sue this black man and then it wasn't like
I don't remember you suing. Remember the company that made Lil Nas X's Nikes? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You didn't sue them.
Lil Nas X made the same company made a
Holy Water shoe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A Holy Water 97.
Yeah.
So like it has like a cross on it. And supposedly has holy water inside the bubble. It's like the Air Maxes. They're like a holy water Air Max.
I think what they're doing though is like, you know, you bit the Jordan 1 and you're selling the Jordan 1 with the same thing except for removing the swoosh.
Hey bro, check this out, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying,
All the money
the black community done gave to Nike. And these brothers making probably six figures off of some cool little design off of Air One. And you're going to sue them? You got billions and billions of dollars. Nah, man, I ain't jacking that. I ain't jacking that.
I mean, I'm not mad at you.
Do we blame my son for this because he was doing the boycott and everybody was like,
he promoted too hard. He promoted it too hard. No, Nike seen him put them shoes in them incinerators. Nike was like, oh, we gonna get this nigga.
We gonna fix this nigga right now.
Oh, man, no.
Nike about to sue us and be like, Jordan Grant, you never getting it again.
I'm saying this. Like, all the, like, you got, like, you should respect that there were some people that put a cool little spin on your shoe. They are not people. Man, bro, when you drop them Jordan 1s, you drop them taxis, you can't get them. Them taxis are sold out. If you try to go get some taxis, some Air 1 taxis from Nike, you got to go in the resale market, correct?
Yes.
Them is sold out. So, like, so they put a little spin on the taxi. They're not eating into your profits. You don't even drop enough shoes, man.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Come on, man. Stop it's, that, Nike,
no,
man.
And I'm not saying that. You're wrong at all. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. You make a very, very good point.
Yes, yes.
I'm just saying I think that was what it comes to is like copyright infringement.
Hey, man. Like, song number nine. What did y'all sample? Song number nine?
Give me this fucking book. Let's do these white pages. Let's do these white pages right here.
Mr. Copyright, did you clear that? Did y'all?
So, John, we're going to leave out the last like,
no,
5 minutes.
No,
so
keep that I'm saying this. Like, you know, Meek just did a mixtape. You use people's beats. It's like, you could send somebody a cease and desist, or you could say, this gives life to my song.
Right.
This gives more life to my song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it does.
A profit sharing agreement.
100%. Yeah.
Because, again, I think that a lot of these major companies.
But Miracle, how much of these brothers, 250, if they get 250K, does Nike need?
None of this money. If the issue is copyright infringement, if the issue is you got to pay for the creators to protect the art, I think a logical resolution is if you do this, you have to give a portion of your proceeds to the company.
Jewish people.
Jewish charities.
Jewish charities. The black charities.
Company.
To the NAACP.
And that money can go back into some type of nonprofit foundation and fund. Because like you said.
One Hood Media Academy, actually.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
You still want to give big. I know Giving Tuesday
passed.
We all
know, what was it, 90% of that $100 million promised to black organizations hasn't been allocated yet. So, you know what I mean? If you're going to do this lawsuit and take these court costs, give them to us.
Come on, man.
Our white pages, Melissa V. Harris-Perry.
Melissa Harris-Perry. What's up?
Where's Sister Citizen, Shame, Stereotypes, and Black Women in America for Color Girls Who Have Considered Politics When Being Strong Isn't Enough. And I would like to lodge up
Melissa
Summer
Harris-Perry,
Lee.
Yeah. Oh, what's yeah, that? Summer Lee, yeah.
Lodge up Latasha Mays. I want to lodge up Miracle Jones.
Yeah,
because Atlanta needs a miracle.
Yes, and really, if Warnock pulls it out, and I see you got your fresh Warnock shirt, I want one.
If Warnock pulls it out,
oh my gosh!
Come on, Fruit, man. Come on, bro. Really?
We're almost done.
Our call to action, even though this is going.
Wait! What I was going
to
say is,
vote Atlanta. Vote Georgia.
If Warnock wins.
Good choice of words.
It's going to be because of black women. I mean, let's be real.
1,000%.
It's going to be because of black women who really voting 99%.
Which is why we chose this book, Sister Citizen.
Absolutely.
Right here.
So if you're, you know, obviously, well, when you see this, it'll be over. But and we hope when you see this, we will be celebrating.
We will, yeah.
A Warnock
and
victory.
A Scissors album drops on Friday, and I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
So we had a fun show.
We did. Yes.
But... we know a lot of stuff is happening in the world. A lot of violence is happening.
A lot of violence, yes.
And we know art can help change the world and create.
Make it a better place.
Yes.
And push things. So on Monday, 7 p.m., 6 p.m.,
I don't know.
We keep
about.
Us safe.
Oh
yeah!
I didn't know where you were.
Yeah,
going
yeah,
that.
Me neither.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
We are doing a. We're calling
Shout out to the transition queen.
Absolutely, we are calling for young creatives.
Yes,
to be a part of our We Keep Us Safe initiative. For us, it's about can we create safe spaces in absence of police, where we create these spaces. And so we want to put a cohort together, young people that we can support to do art, media, and events around creating safe spaces in our communities.
and we're going to pay these young people, you know, a $100 per engagement per class to be a part of this cohort. So if you're interested, or you know somebody's interested, they can just show up. Onehood Media, 6 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah, the 12 December.
Yes,
yeah, 6 p.m.
460 Melwood Avenue. Come through Onehood. We are getting more people signing up for the meeting. I'm excited about it. And then also, damn, it was something I was going to say. Oh, speaking of, you know, sometimes the holidays can be a hard time, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you want some inspiration, you know, if you want some tools, we have a new show called Brunch with a Black Man.
Yes.
Yes, we had, you know, the last episode was Julius Boatwright, who found it Still Smiling. Super dope brother, super dope episode. So it's dropping every Saturday, correct, Miracle?
Yes, I believe Kahari
Mosley.
Yes, who has
Kahari. Kahari is a wild story. If you don't know Kahari's story over the last couple of years, it's wild. Tune in to Brunch with a Black Man, and he can kind of go through that.
The events.
May I plug this real fast for our sneaker donation?
Oh, yes.
So, Onehood is working in collaboration with National Footwear Boutique, or National Streetwear Boutique, Social States, and the Whitaker Group. That includes Amma Meniere, and in the locations of Pittsburgh, Charlotte, Georgia, Houston, and Atlanta. What's GSO? I forget what GSO is. Houston and Atlanta. You will have an opportunity to donate sneakers that either brand new or gently used to be distributed to people in need this holiday season. So they will be taking donations from the 7th of December to the 14th. So this is Social Status, Nike, and Onehood. Even though we were just shitting on that.
No, we wasn't.
We were just holding them accountable.
100%.
We were just holding them accountable. So, yeah. So this.
Just go ahead and delete that whole section.
Got them on my feet right now.
Me too. I got some Jordan 1s on my feet right now. But, so please, if you have sneakers that you aren't wearing, I'm going to be donating some myself because, I got about 230 pairs. I cannot wear all of these pairs.
He's giving all of his Yeezys to.
I am not.
Because they're spoiled. They got to hit the incinerator. Yeah. You got to hit the incinerator for them.
Yep. So if you have an opportunity, get to a local Social Status that's close to you, donate some sneakers, and we appreciate your patronage.
Do they have to be boxed?
No, they don't have to be boxed.
That's very dope, very dope. Any last things, anything else coming up? I know there's something else that I meant to say, but I can't. Oh, well, there's a toy drive. Tamia is doing a toy drive. That's coming up 17. We can announce that on the next show as well.
Yes.
So we got a lot of stuff coming up for Onehood. So until next time.
Don't be a black disappointment. Peace, everybody.
Onehood.
Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. They suck the blood of your power and the break their mouth. The last gasp of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house, where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Where you can put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
The essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.